Tonight, James walks for his freedom, Mike shits his pants, and we smoke marijuana through a concealed weapon.
This is James from SurvivalPunk.com.
Hey, this is Couch Potato Mike from CouchPotatoMike.com.
Yeah. Oh, so the issues on the website should be resolved finally.
There's issues on the website?
Remember how I was telling you that there was a WordPress vulnerability?
Oh, you talk about those motherfuckers that like put stuff up on all these websites?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it? Anti-Muslim, anti-Trump, anti-feminist? What the fuck was it?
It was anti-ISIS.
Anti-ISIS.
I'm okay with, but I'm not okay with people hacking my website.
Yeah, no. Fucking ask permission, goddammit. I mean, yeah. I can't really imagine a lot of people would be like, no, I love ISIS.
Yeah, no. No one loves ISIS, except for ISIS and retards. But I don't want my website hacked, and the podcast wasn't available to listen to, and it was annoying. And I thought I hit the update button, and then I did not hit the update button. So the next time I published a podcast, both the one that I fixed and the new episode were both hacked. So then I had to revert them both back and then make sure that the website was updated. And for God's sake, it should still be fixed. It was the last time that I looked. Gonna hit refresh button while we look real quick, but yeah, that was annoying. That kind of pissed me off a lot.
Well, dude, it's basically the cyber equivalent of somebody spray painting the side of your fucking house.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I don't like people spray painting my house. I would murder someone. I mean, I wouldn't really murder them. I wouldn't. Cops, please don't arrest me. yeah, but that was annoying. It looks like Kid Keep Entertained, not hacked by Sad, not hacked by Sad. Yep. Okay, good.
Hacked by Sad.
It was like Sad Hacked or something was the name of the – it was weird. It was a weird little name thing.
Douchebags.
A couple of announcements.
Yep. James is finally coming out of the closet.
No.
You're happy in the closet.
No,
I understand
not.
That. No. Then come out.
So the winner of the Survival Punk Challenge.
The winner of the Survival Punk Challenge, the first ever Survival Punk Challenge. Who is the winner, James?
So we had a couple entries, a couple on Facebook. One entry came via email to
it
me.
Came.
I'm going to post pictures of that in the Survival Punk Facebook group because the guy doesn't do Facebook, so he can't post in there.
What the fuck?
Let's see.
What century are you living in there, sport?
Lee from Zulu Survival, not the winner, by the way.
Lee from Zulu Survival.
Zulu Survival. He made a buddy pot, so a pot to boil water in and carry stuff out in the woods.
A buddy pot?
A buddy pot.
I've never heard that phrase.
Well, you're not a survivalist.
I am a damn survivalist.
You're only a couch potato one.
Damn straight, copyright Couch Potato Mike.
LR made
LR, my number one fan.
Number one fan. He made a char cloth kit. Pretty decent. Matt made a sewing kit.
What can you expect from a guy whose middle name is Angela?
Yeah. Let's see. And Harlan made a mini survival kit. Pretty neat. But the winner is the one that came via email.
Love you, Matt. Hope that beard's grown back okay.
He's got some good stubble. He's got, so the guy emailed me, David, I'll give his last name. He made a hand crank charger.
I thought you were about to say something completely different.
No. So, yeah, he made a hand crank charger.
Like a phone charger?
Yeah, you can charge phones and shit with it.
With a hand crank?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's super. No, yeah, it's.
You know what that. You know
voltage
what that thing
output
needs?
And everything. Like, he
needs
did
a motor.
That's to be your hand. So, yeah, I asked for a DIY bit of survival gear, and I thought that was pretty impressive that he did that. So. David, you win the old Stanley No Prize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They used to send out empty envelopes. You know that, right?
Oh, I didn't know they actually sent out envelopes.
No, they did. They sent out fucking envelopes addressed from Marvel and said, like, the Stanley No Prize. You opened it up and it was empty. Literally an empty envelope. Marvel back in the day were smart asses.
They really were. I don't know anything about them anymore, really. I don't pay attention.
No, I know a bit about their origins.
The origins, yeah. Dude, I was just thinking, I was like, I wonder if I could find some of the old, like, really good comic books. Well, actually, by really good, I was thinking about the 2099 line and 2099 Spider-Man. I was like, how did blind people read those comics? Because, I mean, a Braille comic is kind of pointless.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see any of the pictures. Interesting.
But I'm like, hold on. Mm-hmm. What like, do they make audiobook comics?
I wonder. It'd be kind of short.
Well, I mean...
I imagine
podcasts.
So.
I mean, and you have to talk about the action.
I've thought about like doing that sometimes. I don't know if for YouTube videos or what, but like reading comic books, like because you know I do like doing voices and stuff.
Yeah,
and I look for any excuse to fucking do that.
As an off topic podcast.
We were on topic.
I thought about you and me doing a sort of a 1930s style serial podcast with like
Enter the Grey Ghost.
Yes. And James ran down the hallway and slapped Captain Punchface.
Captain Punchface. Copyright. Couch Potato Mike. And Survival Punk.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I went looking for one of those one day. I'm like,
you've just created a superhero. You know that Captain Punchface.
Captain Punchface.
Oh,
he's a bad guy.
You have to illustrate Captain Punchface now. You do. You have to draw down. What does Captain Punchface look like? That, you know what? Fuck it. That is the next Couch Potato Mike challenge, because you have Survival Punk challenges. We have a Couch Potato Mike challenge now. I want your best artist rendition of Captain Punkface. I will give you a shout-out on this podcast and on my YouTube channel. So email results to couchpotatomike@couchpotatomike.com.
Yeah. Oh, and...
Because I actually now check that email on a regular basis.
Oh, nice. One last bit of pre-show bantery do. Yeah, I put a picture out on Facebook, and I have occasionally I'll put something on Facebook and it will go comment viral. Mike remembers the time that I put out baby should drink titty milk, and there was like 500 comments.
Jesus.
And people were like,
you said something, then you went to sleep, you woke up the next morning, all hell's broken loose.
Pretty much, yeah. It was
poor Cheryl.
Yeah, no, that got bad.
She was one of the originators of this whole big fucking how do you do, fine, thank you, and then good God, it turned.
Yeah, it was damn near like de-evolved into like fucking peasants with pitchforks outside my apartment, like you vile villain.
You know, since then I've deliberately tried to start shit on the Survival Punk Punks page just to make it go viral.
Yeah,
did that one time, started a huge fucking argument about airplane seats.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I'm like, thank you guys. That was a great, amusing way to spend my lunch break.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't fly.
Yeah. I posted a picture recently. It was like, how much a woman makes for every dollar a man makes. And it was a bunch of change.
That added up to 100 cents.
That adds up to, yeah, a dollar. That I would say a majority of people just look at it and assume it's less than a dollar. And they're like... Ah, that's bull crap. Ah. Yeah, like...
I added up the change. I'm like...
Nah. I did that before I shared it, obviously. I've looked at it and I'm like, oh, that's a dollar. Okay, yeah. Because women, you make as much as a man. I'm sorry. I don't care. Like, people were like getting like... They're sharing like bullshit statistics and stuff. And it's like, yeah, you know, Mike, tell me about statistics.
Like 68% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Yes, they are, actually. I'm glad that you know that statistic about statistics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would dare say as far as, like, 60% of all statistics are made up every time.
Yeah. No, it's fucking true. I mean,
60% of them every time.
They're going to use whatever numbers that will further their own agenda.
Yeah. And the alter, they're like, oh... This data point skews our results. Yeah, leave it off.
I mean, hell.
Yeah, we don't need that. Whatever.
Not to get political, but prime fucking proof of that was all the fucking polls during the election. All the polls that said that Hillary was way ahead of Trump.
Yeah. Because they're polling the people that vote for Hillary.
Yeah, they're going to fucking Hillary rallies.
Yeah, let's poll you. I'm definitely voting for Hillary. Yeah, well, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a poll I saw that had Trump in the lead.
You know, goddammit, I had this moment the other day. I'm driving home from work, and I'm just sitting there, and I had to fucking pause my podcast. And I literally said this out loud, alone in my car, because it just fucking clicked into my head. Just now, even after all this talking, after all the news.
Donald Trump is the president?
Yes!
I'm still, yeah.
I live in a fucking country that Donald Trump's in charge of. Donald Trump is the president. I live in America, and America has a president that is Donald Trump. That just fucking, it finally fucking hit me. I'm like, Donald Trump's the fucking president. Trump is the fucking president.
Yeah, it's still sort of mind-boggling to me as well. Like, I'll think about it occasionally. I'm like, Donald Trump's the president.
I mean, when I was growing up, Donald Trump was like this fucking, real estate fucking tycoon and, like, developer. And fucking had Trump Tower and Trump Plaza. And had his own board game back in the 80s called Trump. And I remember he was doing the commercial for it. And the very last thing, he's like, I think you'll like it. That he said that on the commercial. I remember that as distinctly as if I just watched it yesterday. And, I mean, reality show host of the fucking Apprentice, which Arnold Schwarzenegger has taken over for. Ratings are down. And Trump has been belittling him because of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because his priorities are only halfway, to running the country, because he's still got an empire to fucking keep charge of. This, he will go down in history as the most distracted president we've ever had.
Apparently he spends a good deal of time on Twitter.
that's
how you get in touch with him. Like, you Twitter. Hold on. So,
I
didn't get a response, but I did tweet Donald Trump to be a guest on the Survival Book podcast.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I did. Yeah, before he was elected, actually, during the campaign.
No, we should go for it again. No, yeah, I know. No, we shouldn't. I don't want the Secret Service all over us.
Well, I mean, it would be... Well, I mean, I'm sure...
There's two hairy guys in a shed in the woods.
Yeah.
That's where the Unabomber lived.
It is, yeah.
I don't know.
Shit. What do we have coming up on today's show?
Well, on today's show, we're going to be answering a listener question sent over by David Handcrank Charger.
I don't have the guy's name.
Oh, well, by some dude. And it's all about, why don't you tell him what it's about? Because it's about... Why should he...
So it's about strategic relocation and walking to freedom.
Do you have the actual question? I can read the question.
No, I don't.
Oh, you bastard.
No, it's an email.
Dude wants to move out of the state that he's living in because he feels it's oppressive. Am I correct?
Yes.
And because he is one of our fans and one of our avid listeners, and we've talked a great... We've spun a few yarns about Tennessee, talked a great deal. He wants to move here, and he wants us, I think, to talk him into it.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about what is a walk to freedom, a strategic relocation. We're going to talk about why Tennessee, per se, is pretty decent, why we like it, why we don't want to move.
James is going to be giving you the good facts, and I'm probably going to be throwing in random fun facts.
Yeah. So
why? Because that's what I do. I am a fun fact. That's how I roll, bitch. Yeah.
What is a strategic relocation? What is a walk to freedom? It's when...
What is a strategic relocation and a walk to freedom, James? Because I'm supposed to ask those questions.
It's when you live in an oppressive state. And, for example, I'm talking about California.
Yeah.
Chicago.
You can't even smoke in your front yard in California.
No.
Not that I smoke anymore, but... Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, Chicago, if you live in Washington, D.C., one, you have a lot of money and you're probably not listening to this podcast. And two, I'm sorry for you. if you live in the belt, I know some people, some grunt type people that work in, government, like law enforcement, have to live there. Gary Collins lived in DC for a while. Actually, more than likely, when this podcast began, you heard a commercial from Gary Collins on his new book, Going Off the Grid. I'm like, what is the name of his new book? Going Off the Grid by Gary Collins.
Yeah, it's sitting right there.
Yep. It's
right behind Jorn's ass.
Yep. So, yeah.
Jorny, did you shit a book out?
He did. He's an author.
Jorny's a silly author.
Yeah. So, if you live in one of those states that is oppressive.
Me
you
and
know,
the Laser by Jorn.
There's more oppressive. They... getting a concealed handgun carry permit in Chicago or like New Jersey, it's an act of or California or any of these really oppressive places is damn near an act of God to get one.
Yep.
There's every year, every day, there's more and more gun laws in California. Basically, I mean, literally owning a plastic Nerf gun will probably be hard in the near future in California.
You probably have to get a permit and wait a 6-week thing.
Yeah. And you know what they say about Nerf, Mike?
Once you go nerf, you never go burf?
When nerf is outlawed, only outlaws will have nerf. I got that from Wizard the Guide to Comics like 15 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, a little bit of back old when, school.
Did they even still make Wizard?
I think so, yeah.
But it's I don't think it's a price guide anymore.
It basically has like maybe a page every couple issues. Like, no, oh, this is, yeah.
That's annoying.
Actually, I used to hate that because the price guide would take up all that stuff.
Well, I like the price guide because I used to I would get a Wizard every month and then go through and price my comics.
Oh.
I'd write how much the Wizard said they were worth on the back, because every one of my comics was like bagged and boarded. I was religious about that.
Oh, we'll save that for later. I'm going to look at some.
That's Mulder and Scully.
It is. I reached behind us and grabbed a random Wizard.
He gave me a reach around and pulled two FBI agents out of my ass.
Yeah. It's surprising you had two in your ass.
Do you think that's all
that's... Wee, 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 wee.
I like to shit out old 90s TV shows.
Yeah, you know, well, as I say, they tried to bring it back, and I actually hated it because it...
Oh, yeah, they did try to bring back the
ruined everything
X-Files.
That was there.
We're off topic again.
We are.
Just rambling.
Yeah, so if you live in one of these more oppressive states...
You should check out my page on Facebook, Ramblings on Facebook.
Getting,
it's a picture of a unicorn throwing up.
Yeah, getting out of these more oppressive states is the thing to do, my friends. And this listener, and I feel bad that John, I think, God, and if I just said your name wrong, you're like, oh, you dickbag.
Dickbag! I am in a weird mood this morning. I'm like all over the place. I think I got ADD. Is that bacon? No, that's not bacon. Where'd Jordan go? He's on the ladder again. I am. I'm fucking hyper.
John. John is the guy that wrote in with
the
question.
How the fuck could you fuck up a name like John?
I don't know. Yeah, so walking to freedom is picking one of the many states.
And walking there?
That has more freedom. So, like... Tennessee, Texas, the Carolinas, the Virginias, a lot of these southern states, and some of the northern ones. So I got a lot of listeners in Michigan and Wisconsin. They're both pretty decent. I'm sorry, guys, but you northerners can never be as free and cool as us southerners. I'm sorry. It's true fact.
You know, that is one of the great things about... I mean, there are still a few great things about living in the United States. That is one of the great things. I mean, because we live in a country that's made up of 50 states. Each state is damn near its own country. Yeah. With its own individual laws, whatever. All, you know, the federal government, all that. But fuck all that shit. But it's different as you go from one to the other. And it's a hell of a lot easier to move from one state to another than it is to move from one country to another.
Yeah, and that's what makes... That's the potential that allows America to have greatness. I'm not going to say that America is great. America needs some work done.
Yeah.
But one of the things
America
that...
America needs a facelift and a new toupee.
Yeah.
Okay? It'll be
huge. Yeah, the
and
ability...
They need to make the Mexicans pay for it.
The ability to move between the states freely is a great feature. So if you don't like the state you live in... You can move to a state that more closely holds your values.
I'm thinking about moving to Colorado, actually.
You just want to smoke weed. On weed.
I only want to... No, that's not true. I don't just want to smoke weed. I want to smoke legal weed.
Yeah.
I will not smoke weed as long as it's illegal. I am a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I think you just need to hold out. Because Colorado, you can't even collect your own rainwater. I mean, not that you do. But it's also cold and snowy.
My luck, I'd get fined for
and
fucking
anti-gun
holes in my
laws.
Goddamn front yard.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't own any guns.
Well, then move.
I don't have the money.
Yeah.
I'll walk to freedom.
Yeah, so walking to freedom.
I ain't even joking, dude. After the kids are grown, me and the wife, we're getting a fucking Winnebago, and we're just going wherever the hell we want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we have to have a legal address somewhere, so I'll just go like, and get a P.O. box or something.
Yeah. Walking to freedom.
But
walking
no,
to freedom.
No fucking bills, no responsibility, just me and the wife out on the open road with a fucking motor.
Come on down, Red Dog. Come on.
Sorry.
You're spazzing out.
Dreams. I'm not spazzing out.
You're spazzing out.
I resent that remark.
So yeah. I think we defined it. If you live in an oppressive state, high taxes, does not allow you to do the things that you want to do, move to a state that does allow you to do the things that you do. And there are a lot of resources. I didn't coin the term walking to freedom. That's a Jack Spearconian term. I believe there's a website on it about walking to freedom. And it ranks the states, I think the top 10 most oppressive states and the top 10 freest states. Tennessee is, of course, I believe, on that freest states list. And if not, then the list is wrong. That's all there is to it. Tennessee's a free state.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what walking to freedom is. And you need to define what freedom means to you.
Yes.
Obviously, Mike just said freedom to him means the ability to legally smoke the marijuana. That would be freedom. So maybe on your list of things to decide where you want to move.
Your priorities. You need to make a priority list. What are you looking for in a state?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not like you can't just get on the internet and find, you know, just do a little research. I'm sure there's whole websites like, is this legal here? Is this legal there? You know, just fucking, you know, just do that. Figure out where your heart lies and go there.
Exactly.
In a Winnebago with your wife after the kids are grown.
Maybe you're a fucking hippie and marijuana means a lot to you.
Come on, people.
Maybe you, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but maybe you hate guns.
Because we're violent hippies.
Guns scare the fuck out of you. So you might want to move to a place that has the least amount of them. In legal owners anyway. The criminals will still have them and they'll shoot you. But by God, have fun moving there.
Guns don't kill people. Death kills people.
Yeah. The Grim Reaper. Yeah. So, yeah. Define what freedom means to you and then find that place that has the most of it. You're going to make compromises. There's no Galt's Gulch like in Atlas Shrugged. There's no perfect freedom place. New Hampshire is trying to do the Free State Project and move enough freedom-loving people there.
I thought you were about to say they're trying to move somewhere else. Like the whole state of New Hampshire. They've all got chainsaws. They're just chopping it off the fucking continent.
Yeah. I've seen other sort of freedom projects. There was a bunch of libertarians. There's actually a couple projects. There was one.
Ooh, they need a space whale.
Yeah. There was a project in, I think, Honduras.
Honduras?
Where the government was going to basically sell or lease land to be a sovereign country to a bunch of libertarians to basically make their own country that would be a sovereign nation within the borders of Honduras to basically make the freest country in the world. And I think Honduras backed out for some reason.
Honduras. Oh. Are they not free to have teepee for their bungholes?
Yeah, and then there was a project to make a floating freedom island.
Like I said, space whale.
Yeah. And it was by some weird... So it wasn't by, weird random guy. It was by, a weird famous rich guy whose name I forget. But yeah, he was like, oh, if we make a floating freedom island.
Was it Hugh Howard's, whatever? Was it called Sunshine City?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I think their plan was to use, empty two-liter bottles to make an island and then, build land on it.
Didn't they already do that by accident, out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
Oh, that's not impressive. I saw that documentary, and the floating island of plastic isn't actually...
You can't actually see it. It's right under the surface.
And you can't stand on it, so it's not an island. I don't give a shit.
No. I mean, if they bound it all together, that'd be cool.
And then put dirt on it and make an island and then plant trees
on it. I don't know. Wouldn't that sink it?
I don't know.
Putting dirt on it?
Plastic floats.
Shit floats, too.
Yeah. Define your freedom. Define what it means to you, and then pick that place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of the factors that I use to determine freedom.
Taxes!
Would be taxes. And boy, do I fucking hate taxes. Hate taxes!
He's got very good reasons for hating taxes.
Yeah, as of right now, I owe the government about $1,700. If you want to join the Survival Punk Army, that would help out a lot.
Please join the Survival Punk Army. Get people you know to join the Survival Punk Army. Steal people's wallets, use their credit cards, and join the Survival Punk Army. We don't care where the money goes from, but help James pay back the IRS.
Yeah, actually, maybe to help fund it. To help fund it.
Kickstarter?
I'm going to do it. Kinda. There's a thing called Teespring. A lot of YouTubers use it because you basically just set up the design and stuff.
A lovely place for the British.
And you go buy T-shirts. I think I'm going to have a limited edition. It's like a Kickstarter campaign for T-shirts. And when the launch is over, Teespring ships out their T-shirts. So I do have T-shirts you can buy now anyway. The store's not set up. You have to contact me. But I'm going to make a Teespring special campaign with a limited edition Survival Punk shirt that you can only get through Teespring. It'll be a limited edition. After I make this run, you'll never get it again unless I owe the government more taxes at some point in the future, maybe. Maybe I'll make a tax-inspired shirt. But what I'm thinking about doing, drop me a comment or leave me an email, jamesurvivalpunk.com, what you think. I'm thinking that it'll be the Survival Punk logo on the front, probably in black with red, or I'll make a different color. But I'm thinking black shirt with the red logo. And on the back, in letters, it'll say, "Don't tread on punks."
So be it.
That'll be, yeah.
To secure pieces, to prepare for war.
Yeah, that'll be our, James Hetfield, that'll be our limited edition taxes shirt, maybe. Or unless you want, like, some, like, I don't know, the Boston Harbor 2.0 or something like that. But I'm thinking, yeah, don't tread on punks. That'll be a limited edition shirt. And I'll let you know when it's up. So, yeah, taxes. Obviously, they are a big factor in how I rank how free a state is.
Yep.
For example, Tennessee.
No state income tax.
Yes, which is
And
good.
We damn near had one, too, but the Tennesseans would not fucking have that. They protested. They picketed the fucking Capitol. It made national news a few years back. We fought the law, and we fucking won.
Oh, man. Maybe I can get a cut, like... Maybe I'll replace the opening 30 seconds of song with "I Fought the Law and the Law Won" by the Clash.
And the Law Won.
You know what? It's weird. I love the Clash, the old band, the Clash, except for two songs.
I don't know what songs are Clash songs.
Rock the Casbah.
Oh, I hate Rock the Casbah.
Yeah, the song that everyone.
Rock the Casbah.
Yeah, and their other big song that was a radio hit. I can't remember what that is, but I don't like that one either. No, actually, I do like it. It's that I really don't. Should I Stay or Should I Go? I like that song.
I don't know that one. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Maybe I do.
You do know it. Yeah, you were just singing it. It was like, if I go, it will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double.
Yeah. I know.
You know
that,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah, The Clash is a really good band. They have a song like "London Is Calling," I believe. It's all, like the entire song is like a doomsday song. It was like,
"Hello,
meteors falling from the sky, the glaciers melted, and the oceans is rising. Like London is burning, and I'm okay.
I feel a bad moon arising."
Oh, I love that song too. Yeah. So taxes, California high taxes.
Oh yeah.
High taxes.
Federal taxes. State taxes.
Energy taxes. All kinds of taxes on everything.
Yep.
You're taxed out the fucking anus hole.
Oh, God. The fucking taxes they put on cigarettes, like a carton of cigarettes out in California, like $60.
Same thing in New York. New York, not $60, but like, at this point, probably well over like $10 for a pack of smokes in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's
which is why people buy them
psychotic.
At like crazy prices across the border.
Every fucking thing in New York City is fucking expensive as hell.
And you cannot even buy a large soda.
No. Nope.
Coke, by the way, because I'm in Tennessee.
Yeah, talking about fucking freedoms, they have outlawed large sizes.
Yeah, to combat fatness, which what really happens
it
is
just
people
makes
buy
fat
two.
People buy more of them.
Yes. It's like...
I mean, unless you're actually going to limit the amount that a person can buy, like it's illegal to buy two of these in one go...
Which is way into crazy land. Like
that's damn near like fucking communist.
In Salt Lake City, alcohol is strongly controlled. Like you can't get alcohol. At least this was
well,
a couple years
Lake
ago.
Salt Lake City was founded by the Mormons.
Yeah.
Very religious.
You can only buy alcohol from like police-ran booze shops. Like the cashier clerk is a cop. And like alcohol is limited to like 3% alcohol by volume.
That's
instead of like the 6 usual.
That's less than a beer.
Yeah, beer is 6.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So people get fat because they have to drink twice as much beer to get drunk.
So in other words, fuck Utah. Yeah. Unless you live there, then fuck you for living in Utah.
But, which is weird, though, because Utah has a lot of other good reasons to live there.
Yeah, like, okay, we just talked about, you know, the alcohol thing because of the fucking Mormons, very religious. But then again, Mormons are awesome in other ways. Like, they are
preppers.
Like, they're born preppers.
They make you be a prepper.
It's ingrained in their fucking, it's every fiber of their being's a prepper. They'll have gigantic fucking, like, prepper pantries and supplies and shit like that.
And stores. You can go buy a lot of the prepper stores where you can get stuff.
Once the shit finally hits the fan, there's going to be a goddamn thing left except cockroaches and Mormons.
And all of you guys and us.
Yep. You survival punks out there.
Exactly.
Yep. Gonna pick you up in one of them big six-wheeled Mercedes things that Hammond was driving around Dubai.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so...
We're stealing all the giant cars.
We're stealing them all, yeah.
After the world collapses, all right? Not right now. Before you start building a wall around us and making us pay for it.
Yes. Because the government would do that.
We would totally do that. Totally do that. You can't steal cars.
Yeah. Where are we at?
I used to not have a Trump impression.
You're getting better at it. I like when I randomly do my my Obama, which is, it sucks except for the one time when it clicks and it's like, James, you just sounded like Obama. Well, yeah,
okay, here's your impression of Obama. It was a flippy floppy. That's your impression of Obama.
No, that's my weird, that's, I don't know.
It was a flippy floppy.
Dude, like the, my fellow Americans.
No, that was still Hank Hill.
No, that was...
You're like, my fellow Americans.
No, that's... Whatever.
My fellow Americans, you have been had.
Ugh.
Your president is now a white guy that used to host a reality show. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Me and the wife are off to bump fists and uglies somewhere else, so fuck all y'all. Turned my hair gray.
At least Trump won't be spending, like, $1 million to take a vacation of... our money.
No, I imagine, well, that, you know what, that was one of his big selling points during the campaign. For the first part of it, he was just completely funding his own campaign.
Yeah.
He was fucking campaigning on the Richard Pryor method from the movie Brewster's Millionaires.
Yeah.
Funding his own campaign. Of course, he was doing it to get more money. I mean, that's the thing. He was spending millions and millions of dollars for a job that pays like hundreds of thousands a year.
Yes.
There's plenty of people in this country that make more than the president.
There are. He does make money for life and have other stuff, and there's, yeah.
Think about this. For the rest of Donald Trump's life, he's going to have Secret Service protection. He'll have the best fucking security in Trump Tower of any fucking business owner in the country. That's the thing. Once he's done being president, he's still got all that.
Yeah.
And he's got a daughter that he wants to have sex with. I know called her hot.
Love to your butthole, kids.
I'm going to make love to your butthole, children. It's totally awesome. I'm going to build a wall around your butthole.
Your accent actually sounds more like Johnny Depp doing the accent of Donald Trump.
Well, I don't hear Donald Trump really talk, so I'm basically doing my impression of other people's impressions of Donald Trump.
Taxes, boo, not paying taxes, good.
No state tax in Tennessee.
Yeah, we do have our sales tax tends to be... Well, I was going to say fairly high, but it's like 9%, which is, I guess, is sort of medium.
Yeah, it's about average.
Yeah.
When you average them out, I mean, there's a lot of states with less. There's a few states with a hell of a lot more, though.
Yeah, like Kentucky doesn't have a sales tax on grocery. We do. That blows some people's minds. They're like, you have to pay sales tax on groceries. Yeah. But Kentucky has a state income tax. So, you know, one in one hand, two in the other, whatever. So my other ranking factor
six
for
and
freedom,
one hand, half a dozen of the other, I think, is the phrase.
Gun laws. Yeah. So you live in a state like Chicago, can't have a concealed carry permit, or you can, but they won't. Basically, you have to be like best friends with the sheriff of Chicago and be like, "Oh yeah, bro, you totally get one," because I know you're never going to use it. You know, otherwise, like Gary Collins in California, they won't give him one. He's former federal law enforcement.
And
they won't give him one.
Oh, that's just fucked up.
I know, yeah. How, yeah. You used to be with the FDA and like some other federal law enforcement agencies. No, we're not going to give you one. What? No, yeah, you can't have one, buddy.
We're going to build a wall around your concealed carry permit.
Pretty much. You know, in Tennessee, I've taken the concealed carry permit thing.
And shoved it straight up your ass.
Pretty sure I could get Jordan to pass that test.
Does Jorn have a concealed carry? Is Jorn carrying a Glock?
He does.
He has. Is Jorn cocking that Glock?
Yeah, it's the written portion of the test is super easy. They spend about 3 hours walking you through the answers.
They're walking you through the answers.
Yeah, it's whoa, pretty much like
they start to feel good.
They give you some stories, and the guy talks about, you know, guns and stuff, and he shows you how to clean a gun and talks about some other stuff. But then literally, it's just like that one cool teacher in school, and they're like,
all right, now pick up your pencils. B, C, D, A, B.
Not quite.
That one's a trick. This one's a trick question. So it's none of the above.
Yeah, I literally think we pulled out a test, like a practice test, that had the same questions on it, but maybe not in the same order. And we went through it and we're like, number one, blah, 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 blah. This is the answer, blah, blah, blah. And like, we went through and learned the test,
that was
and
how
then
my,
we took it.
That was how my driver's safety class went.
Yeah.
You know what pissed me off about my driver's safety class? I got pulled over for speeding twice in 1 month by the same fucking cop. In Ashland City. I was doing five over.
That's a speed trap ass place.
And get a load of this. And then I go to this driver's safety class, you know, to keep the points from being on my license. It's being ran by the cop that pulled me over.
Oh, God.
And he literally gives us the answers to all the answers to the test. What the fuck was the point of any of that? That was just an official trying to make an officially trying to make the theft of my money look official.
No, they're just trying to steal more of your money.
Yes, because I had to pay for the tickets.
Yeah, and the class.
Yes, I did. The cocksucker. I mean, okay, and when I say I was doing five over, which means I'm not even sure if I was doing a full five over. I was doing 40 miles an hour in a 35 or some shit, stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
It's such bullshit. Twice in a month. This was back when my wife was crazy, too.
Oh, yeah, because I remember you not telling her. Does she know now? Is she going to listen to the podcast and be like, you got a speeding ticket?
No, I told her about those because one of those times I got pulled over was on our anniversary.
What?
She started screaming at me and hung up on me and called me a fucking idiot.
I love that time you got pulled over on, what was it, on 440 in Nashville. And you were on, like, the news Channel 4 Skycam, and your wife saw you on it pulled over.
That wasn't pulled over. It was raining.
Wrecked or something.
No, it was raining. Bradley's, the place I used to work, had not replaced the fucking tires on the vans in fucking forever. It was slick, and I accidentally rear-ended a motherfucker. And by rear-end, I didn't slam into him. I didn't. We bumped bumpers. And then they just happened to be on fucking news. And this was back when we didn't have cable. So my wife's just watching this on the news because we had three channels.
Yeah.
Well, we had maybe six channels, but whatever. She just happened to be like, as she calls me, she's like, where are you right now? I'm like, I'm on 440. She's like, no, you're on the news. I'm like, what? I was so pissed about that.
Yeah.
Fucking news.
Yeah. So
that's like the fourth time in my life I've been on the news. It's never good.
Well, I've been on the news a few times. I mean, but as a kid and stuff. My mom was on Cops one time.
Bad boys.
My dad was on America's Dumbest Criminals.
That means I've had two friends in my life, one a former friend who's had their mother on Cops.
Yeah.
My former friend, Jason Hall, and I call him my former friend, and I'm saying his first and last name because he's a child pornographer. He's in prison right now, and he's going to be in prison for a long time because he was downloading child porn. Yes, and I promised I would out him everywhere I can. His name is Jason Hall. He's in his fucking late 30s now. If you ever meet him, which won't be at least for another 10 years, punch him in the fucking face. Thank you.
Yeah, gun laws. Gun laws.
His mom was on Cops twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
It's, you know, depending on how much you like guns, that needs to be a big factor here in Tennessee.
If you're a listener to this show, you probably really like guns.
Yeah. Or, I mean, not, but...
I don't own any guns, but I love guns.
Guns are fun. It was time to shoot again.
Because you're a damn violent hippie. That's what you are.
Yeah. Tennessee has really decent gun laws. Like, I'd like to say that one time I went to go meet a presidential candidate with a car loaded down with guns, which is awesome. I met Governor Gary Johnson, a presidential candidate, and then went with some buddies to go to the gun range. So I had my AR-15. I literally had an arsenal in the back of my car.
Jesus Christ.
Meeting him. And I'm like, that's a bad idea.
A presidential candidate.
Yeah, this was in 2012.
The same way that, you know, Bobby Kennedy was once a presidential candidate.
Yeah, I did not shoot Gary Johnson.
That fucking height.
Yeah. man, yeah. So, gun laws. We've got some pretty chill laws here. New Jersey, like, a guy, like, had a concealed carry permit, had his weapon unloaded, locked in a case in his trunk with no ammo, crossed state line, got pulled up for something. They found the gun. Felony.
Felony?
Felony.
It was... Was it even assembled?
It was assembled, but it was in the case locked without ammo. Tennessee passed some laws recently, which actually caused some of, two states to not honor our, to not use reciprocity on our concealed carry permits, because there are, I think, there's two ways that an 18-year-old could now get a concealed carry permit and own a firearm in Tennessee.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's if you're 18 years old and you're an active duty military personnel, you can get a concealed carry permit in the state of Tennessee now. You fucking should.
Yes. Goddamn straight you are. It is a stipulation that you have to be active military. I mean, they're not just going to hand them out to any fucking 18-year-old. That would be stupid. If you're active fucking military, you are serving this goddamn country. Thank you for your fucking service. You should be able to carry a fucking gun.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it was Washington State. There's like six or seven states that don't honor it, and a couple that don't honor it at all. So like Washington State doesn't honor it. If you're 18 and you have a concealed carry permit from Tennessee, they don't honor it.
What is the
California,
irony
I don't think, recognizes them at all anymore.
Well, California can go fuck itself. But the state that's named after one of the founding fathers of our country, the first fucking president who fought to fucking rid this country of oppression and taxation and hierarchical, monarchical, tyrannical British rule.
Well, I mean, think about it. Washington State and Washington, D.C. are probably the two least freest places in the country.
Yeah, fucking figure the irony of that out. Fucking cunts.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
This whole episode can be a Mike's rant. It really could be.
Yeah, you're salty today. Salty Mike.
I am all over the fucking place today. Yeah. I'm hyper. I don't even know why. I think it's because I ate a banana nut muffin right before I came over.
Yum.
Yeah, I love banana nut muffins and banana nut bread.
I made a toast. So, yeah, gun laws pretty legit here. Texas, pretty legit. Who is it? Maybe Oklahoma? No, Ohio. Ohio, maybe? I think Ohio and, like, several other states actually have universal concealed carry, which would be – Tennessee doesn't have it. They've worked on it. They're trying to get it, which basically being a citizen of the United States by birth, since you have the Second Amendment to protect you, you have the right to open
arms.
Carry. Yes. So there, it's not an issue of concealed carry. If you open carry your weapon in several of these states, then you do not need a permit of any kind. Your permit is indeed the Second Amendment.
Yup.
So those states obviously are higher up on the freedom scale there with that. You know, it's like a... It balances out, you know, like, do you care more about guns or more about not paying taxes, you know? It's a balancing act to see which freedom is higher up on your ranking of things that you like.
We should, you know what, we should have done a little bit more homework on this and come up with some kind of a list of, like, states that meet all that criteria.
I mean, if you're looking for a free state to move to, Tennessee, Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Ohio... I mean, that's just off the top of my head. Those are some of the freest states. West Virginia, pretty legit. Actually, Florida is kind of weird and fairly free. Florida, I don't know if they still do, but they did at one point issue non-resident handgun carry permits without ever having to actually go to Florida.
That's awesome.
You could, like, I think you can get like an online non-resident Florida carry permit. That's recognized by several other states.
That's worse than getting ordained online.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, And I am an ordained minister, by the way.
Me too.
So if you, yeah, we both are. So if you need us to marry you, that would
you
be...
can get married by the Survival Punk Podcast. Actually,
fuck yeah. So and if any of our Survival Punk punks out there want us to fucking you know, perform their ceremony, we will. Yeah, we will so totally do that. Especially if you want to come to Tennessee.
Yes,
we will fucking do that, and we'll make a whole episode of it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, so
the Survival Punk
and
channel.
the last ranking of Freedom, Mike. What is the last ranking of Freedom?
Merrill fucking wanna laws.
Yes. So I tend to think that the true signs of an absolute free state are guns and weed.
Yep. See, marijuana is my anti-drug.
Yeah, and you know, marijuana has a lot of medicinal benefits. Has a lot of chilled benefits. And it's weird how like conservatives fight for guns while opposing marijuana, whereas liberals fight for marijuana while opposing guns.
Why can't we just have it all?
Why can't we have it all? Exactly.
Because I want it all.
As many of my listeners here are libertarians or anarchists or minarchists.
What? Wait. No. Back the fuck up.
So a minarchist is an anarchist that lives in the real world and realizes that true anarchy will probably never happen, but by pulling our oppressive government closer to the side of anarchy, there's a happy middle ground in there that can work in real life and is achievable and is still better than oppressiveness.
Hmm. Okay.
Which, I mean, yeah, as a full-on anarchist, any direction closer to my views is better. You know, would I push a magical switch that flips society straight to anarchist society tomorrow? Ooh, that would be tough. Because
nobody would want to live in that world.
People would, but the interim there, the change would be so drastic, the death toll would be insane, and it'd be worse than just pulling a Band-Aid off. It'd be like pulling a compression bandage off of a still bleeding chest wound.
You know, there are countries in this world, large countries, countries that we've heard of, that now have no functioning governments.
Spain. Spain hasn't had a government, really, in like a year or so. And Greece is really kind of weird and fucked up right now.
I mean, how are they doing? How are the citizens of those countries doing, though?
Spain loves it.
Yeah.
They haven't had, like, a president or, like, a parliament in months. Like,
it's not,
the government's running on, like, auto control of, like, the way it was.
And it's not post-apocalyptic over there either. I mean,
if anything, it's better. You remember that episode of Top Gear we watched where they went through Spain? And
yes,
like,
I mean,
the unemployment rate was, like,
90%. The capital city of fucking Spain was a ghost town.
Yeah, the airports were non-working.
I mean, they found a fully, perfectly formed airport with nobody there. It was just abandoned.
Yeah. It's kind of like Detroit.
Oh, poor Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, they're giving a lot of those neighborhoods back to nature now.
A lot of people are buying them up for farmland.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's living there.
No one's living there. Yeah, you can buy like some of the houses there and like in Kansas City are so cheap. Like you can buy like two houses for like $6,000.
Mm.
Houses that are fine. Like nice houses. But they're just abandoned.
Which means I could buy a fucking house on my income tax money if I wanted to.
Yeah. Or two. Like, no, two houses. You can buy two houses.
Good God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Half a block, maybe.
Oh, that's my dream. Just own a whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, we've trashed this house. Move on to the next one.
Yeah. So, marijuana laws. Obviously, there are several states now that have recreational marijuana.
Colorado,
California.
Washington State, ironically enough.
It's Colorado. There's a couple of states popping up.
Alaska?
Yeah, a lot of places are legalizing it for recreational. A lot of places are legalizing it for medicinal uses.
Like the whole northern side of the left coast.
The left coast, yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, I don't like east coast, west coast. I like left coast, right coast.
Yeah. Nashville. Nashville passed a revision on the ordinance that's a little funky, but better. It's still a step in the right direction, if you ask me.
It's partially decriminalizing it, but you can still get fined for it, which is not decriminalization.
But, like, isn't it – so it's an amount for personal use, and the cop can fine you, what, $50 or something minuscule?
That's still being fined for it.
Before, though, the laws were like serious jail time, and I think a felony possession charge.
Well, no, that's, see, that's the thing. And okay, in my younger days, and this is decades ago, literally, I did get pulled over with a minuscule amount of weed on my person.
I believe the youngsters called that a roach.
Actually, it was several roaches.
You dirty bastard.
And the cop just dumped him out on the fucking parking lot that I pulled over in. Didn't even give me a fine for that. They fined it. They fucking gave me a ticket for the for my license plate.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't belong to my car.
Yeah.
I didn't steal it, mind you. Somebody gave it to me off of their former car because, well, I had just gotten arrested like 2 weeks earlier for altering a temporary tag.
Yeah.
Which, if you want to ask me about fucking license plate laws and all that shit and having to renew them constantly, that's a goddamn government ripoff right there. That really fucking is. I mean, why do you have to fucking keep renewing them? Get a tag that's unique to your fucking car, that way they always know that. What's the point in renewing them?
Yeah, it's a government, that goes back to taxes. Remember that there was a documentary Mike and I was watching on Netflix many, many months ago at some point. May or may not still be there. Don't know the name of it. No, it was a TV series. It's a TV series type documentary. And an episode was talking all about basically like Chinese knockoffs. Or not just Chinese knockoffs, but just knockoffs in general.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy making fake Tide. Yeah, fake Tide at like a storage unit.
Yeah, it was.
And but everything we saw, everything came down to basically the government was pissed that they weren't paying taxes on these products. I mean, literally, it just came down to money. Like, there was no other reason for people to be stopping. Like, some of the guy was making fake Rolexes, and they only busted him when he stamped the Rolex term on it. And the guy, it wasn't like Cubics or Calvinus and bullshit. This guy was legitimately making high-end watches.
Yeah.
He was a craftsman.
He really
was. And I
was
like, he really should just like market his watches under his own name and just charge that much because they're custom handmade watches.
If he had been doing that, there would have been no crime involved. But
no.
He put Rolex on it.
Yeah.
Which is, what, is that a trademark infringement or a copyright infringement?
It's a bullshit, and it can go to hell. That's what it is.
It's all about money.
It's all about money, all about the taxes.
Like, I love the way that the motherfuckers were sneaking the fake Uggs, the counterfeit Uggs in. They had, like, the fake sole on the bottom of them that you could pull off and see, like, the Ugg sole.
Yeah.
And, like, the fucking, lining that was hiding the fucking label. Because, you know, they ship over there, they look at them, and just like, oh, these are shoes. Then they fucking get them back to wherever they're at, pull the fucking soles off, pull the fucking thing off, and it says Ugg on it.
Yeah, which, to me,
and
I don't care about the name anyway.
During that segment where they're like, when it basically came out, it's all about money.
Yeah.
It's literally all about money.
Yeah, which is bullshit, but that's, yeah, taxes.
Well, they consider it thievery because they're stealing money from Ugg that way, because that's money that Ugg should have been making.
No.
But that was the thing. I mean, this shit was just as good quality as Ugg. I mean, those fucking Chinese counterfeit iPhones. Every bit as good a quality as iPhone at a fraction of the price. Why? Because it really doesn't cost $700 to make a fucking iPhone.
No, I've seen people take the components themselves and see how much it costs. And like, I think an iPhone costs less than $100 and pure semiconductive parts.
Well, like the fucking phone, my wife's iPhone, when it was brand new, I paid $700 for it. I did because we're straight talk people. You have to buy the phone.
You have to buy the phone outright, yeah.
You have to buy the phone outright. So I paid like $700 for a phone, and I was happy to do it. She hardly ever asks for anything. So I got her that. And now that exact same model phone is on sale at Walmart for $145.
Yeah, which is obviously several years old at this point.
But it's still the exact same thing.
Yeah, your wife has a 5, this 7... altered version is out now.
It's still a damn good phone, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like Apple. I think it's a shit product.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. So, yeah, marijuana laws. That might be, you know, one of the factors you have in where you move to.
Yep.
Tennessee, not really the freest state for marijuana.
No.
But maybe the other two things. Maybe you personally don't like marijuana. Maybe you just hate it.
A lot of people do hate marijuana.
Yeah.
And that's your prerogative.
Yeah. So a couple of rundown real quick on a couple of the reasons you might want to be in Tennessee, because we actually are finally coming up on the hour mark.
We are?
We do not. Yeah. Yeah. No state income tax. We talked about that. And it's something that both Mike and I really enjoy. We like not having that. And our taxes are not that oppressive. The wheel tax. it's not the wheel tax. The gas tax isn't that bad. Like, our gas is pretty decent compared to cross country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, someplace in the country, gas per gallon is like 50 cents to a dollar more.
Yeah.
So, we're on the lower end of the spectrum for that.
Yeah. When I saw it yesterday at the gas station I usually get my gas from, it was under $2. So
awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. I always enjoy
was
gas
that Hucks?
Under $2. It was Hucks.
I mean, they're not paying us to say this, but right now, I mean, they have that 10 cents off coupon code on their fucking app, which is just awesome.
Yeah. So you can get it for like $1.80 or so.
Yep. Plus, I mean, there's that stuff. Then, of course, the concealed carry, like we've been talking about, pretty easy to get a concealed carry permit here.
Right. So
pretty easy to buy guns here.
Very easy to buy guns here. Especially secondhand guns, real easy for that. We have really good, gun shows. Bill Gunman's Gun and Knife Show.
Gun and Knife Show, which doesn't exist anymore.
It does, I think. Does
it still exist?
Can you still
call a buddy and bring a friend?
I don't know if they're still in the Nashville fairgrounds, but the company, it did not go under now.
Because that was like a staple of our youth.
It was. Those commercials? Yeah.
Call a buddy.
Yeah, it was like the Sunday monster truck.
Sunday at the Nashville Arena. Bigfoot and the Gravedigger will be tearing each other's assholes up.
Yeah.
I don't think they actually said that.
No, probably not.
I ran out of steam.
Yeah, we don't really have a lot of oppressive laws. Like, the government kind of stays out of our business. For the most part, it is a very conservative state.
We're definitely a red state.
More rural areas tend to be very church-going and not very... some of the really, really, really rural areas, you're probably not going to make a lot of friends unless you've been there for a few generations.
Yeah.
Especially in the more right of the state, the more, as Mike would say, the East Coast, the more East Coast area, more towards the mountains over there.
I said the
really
right
like
coast,
Appalachia,
yeah.
Distrustful.
Well, then you get out of civilization. People start throwing away laws and inhibitions and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, so you're probably not going to be there.
That's hillbilly country.
Some of the Nashville has a few fairly big cities. I'd say a handful.
Well,
maybe.
Nashville is a fairly big
Nashville,
city.
Yeah, Tennessee.
It ranks in the top 100 largest cities in the country.
Yeah. It always seems small to me, but yeah, it's fairly large.
It's small for a big city.
It is.
But it's still considered one of the big cities.
And Nashville has a lot of amenities that you may be used to in some of the larger cities, but Nashville itself and a couple of the other larger cities very leftist. They're very liberal. Mike and I neither would want to ever move back to Nashville again for a host of reasons. But we do like living close enough.
I mean, yeah, we live relatively close. I mean, it's about 30 miles out.
Yeah, about an hour drive or so to get there. 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah, about 30, 45 minutes, depending on which way you go and traffic and all that good shit.
But yeah, they do have a lot of like really nice things, like really good eateries.
Oh yeah, you can find damn near anything you want in there.
Entertainment, yeah. My personal preference for years has been to...
Oh, and if you like country music, Jesus Christ.
I would rather live outside of Nashville,
yeah.
But be able to go there to get things done when I need to.
Exactly.
You know, as in like Cabela's is there.
Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods, yeah. All these really big city type things are there. But you can live just outside of it.
And it's a city on the grow. I mean, Nashville is still ever expanding.
And Clarksville. Clarksville is still growing. Clarksville is getting to be a pretty big city. And it has a lot of like good surplus stores to get used to our military gear from. Really nice there.
Tennessee has actually been relatively thriving from the look of shit, honestly.
Yeah. Well,
Tennessee's ever growing. There's always new shit cropping up.
There are.
It's cropping up here. It's cropping up there.
On the downside,
eat raw fish.
There are, and last time I checked, there are two states in the United States that ban an herb called kratom that has a lot of beneficial benefits. Nootropics, relaxation, medicinal. Kratom has a lot of good benefits, but it is banned in two states, Tennessee and I think Missouri.
Which is ironic, since those are the two biggest meth-producing states of the country.
Yes, Tennessee does have a meth problem. Some of these smaller sort of shitty towns. My girlfriend Serena lives in McMinnville, which is a fairly large city. I didn't just give away her address. You're not going to show up there. James, what did you do? No.
If you do, though, we will find you.
Yeah. Apparently that place has a problem with meth. Sweetwater, Tennessee, which is really close to Chattanooga.
Sweet.
Meth town. Meth, like, I think literally, like, when Mike said that us and Missouri are a competition to be the biggest
meth
producers.
We're the two biggest ones. Sometimes we produce more meth, sometimes Missouri produces more meth.
If you rank that by county.
Oh, geez.
If you ranked it by city, which city within those two places, the one bringing us up to beat Missouri is Sweetwater. It is Methville.
Oh, yeah.
So, another listener was asking about places to avoid. That would be one. There are
Indiana's
parts of,
right after Tennessee and Missouri.
Yeah. There are places in and around Nashville that probably would not be a good place to visit.
No.
The projects, the ghetto areas are mostly being eliminated by the government and replaced by hipsters, which may or may not be better.
That's doing what... Now, I call that the Brazil effect. Basically, they've torn down the projects, and they've started putting up all these very, very colorful duplexes, but the same criminal element is moving into those duplexes. It's just making the slums look brighter like they do in Brazil so as not to offend the tourists. Well, 'cause Nashville is a tourist town.
And so there's less and less of these project homes. But the ones left are getting the worst of the worst.
Because everybody's moving into those.
Yes.
That's just basically putting all the bad element in one place.
Until the governor of Nashville actually just nukes them.
I was about to say that, goddammit.
Yeah, it's a
secret
plan.
Get all the criminals in one spot and then nuke them.
Yeah.
Well, probably napalm. You don't want to ruin it for everybody else.
No, ooh, napalm. I heard that makes your lungs explode.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah, no, we're not advocating napalm. We are not the most racist podcast. We are the most electrifying podcast on survival entertainment. We really are not. We really are not racist is what I'm saying. We really are the most entertaining podcast.
If you smell what the survival punks are napalming.
Yeah.
Jabroni.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Nashville, it's a good place.
President The Rock today.
So, yeah, that's...
Played the smackdown on Canada.
If you smell what the punks are cooking, we're at an hour. So we began the show with a commercial from the Going Off the Grid book by Gary Collins. That is the Amazon product of the day. There will be a link in the show notes. He sent me a free copy for review, and I just went ahead and Amazon and bought one so I can get a physical copy because I did an unboxing video on it. Because the day that Survival Punk Podcast starts unboxing emails, it's the day that YouTube has died.
Checking my email.
Yeah. Oh, I should do that. Well, I should have a camera behind my head and put on like a wrestling mask and like tap on the keyboard with boxing gloves and be like, "There's not today from the email content."
Did you ever see that one video where it showed how he actually types on there? He's like sticking pencils and stuff into the.
Yeah. Amazon Prime of the day, Going Off the Grid, Gary Collins. Check it out.
For Google Gods.
Be in the lookout. I will have that Don't Tread on Punk shirts very soon.
Don't tread on me.
You can always support the Survival Punk Podcast by joining the Survival Punk Army.
Yep.
You do,
join the Survival Punk Army and pay James's goddamn taxes.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
We need to wrap this up.
We do.
I have to poop.
Oh, that's always
like
bad.
Really, it's a Marty poop coming on.
All right. For the Survival Punk Podcast.
On that terrible disappointment. It's time for us to end. So for the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike damn near shitting himself.
This is James Sicklin Burnett.
And remember, go to the bathroom before you start podcasting, live in a free steak, and smoke the ganj when it's legal. Not when it's illegal, because that'll get you in trouble.
DIY to go full retard on your AR-15 while smoking marijuana.
You guys!
Take that, Jeff.